Welcome to Exhale and Rising. You are seen, you are heard, and here you belong. If you have been exiled from your own land, your country, welcome. If you are stateless, a refugee, undocumented, or waiting to be deported, welcome. If you're indigenous to a land that was stolen from you, welcome. If you're a survivor of war, genocide, and forced displacement, welcome. If you have faced the genocide of your dignity and identity because of your ethnicity, race, religion, the language you speak, the accent you carry, or your inherent value and beliefs, welcome. If you have been exiled from your own home, from your own community, your family, and if you never had a place at the dinner table, welcome. If you're an immigrant who arrived in a foreign country with just one bag and a few dollars, or if you made millions and still feel unworthy to take up a space, welcome. If you have been exiled from a communist country or still live in one, welcome. If you know what it means to live under surveillance, censorship, in a culture of obedience, welcome. If you have worked and labored in silence, exploited, underpaid, and stripped of your rights while fearing retaliation or deportation, welcome. If you were born into exile, if you carry the trauma of a homeland you never knew, and if you witness your father and your mother being silenced, being submitted, and being invisible, only to survive, welcome. I am Anna Mile, host of Exiled and Rising. I survived 3 wars, statelessness, multiple displacements. Today, I work as a somatic therapist specializing in PTSD and trauma recovery. I am founder of the Somatic Trauma Recovery Center. For years, I have worked with survivors of war, systemic oppression, and complex trauma. And I know this. Trauma is not just something that happens. It shapes how we breathe, how we move, how we take up space, how we work, how we socialize, how we make money, and how we allow ourselves to exist. This podcast is not about surface-level healing. We are not fluffing the feathers or shaking the crystals here. In Exhale and Rising, we are going to the depth and the core of the trauma and what it really means to heal when you live in exiled body. We will talk about what it means to rise, to transform, to heal, to move from wound to resistance, from trauma to resilience, and what it means to finally take a space. If this speaks to you, please pause now, subscribe, and share and review after. Let's begin. In trauma, very common qualities are feeling burdened and feeling as I need to endure all the time. And by qualities, those are the states we are living, not for a couple of days, not for a couple of weeks. These are the states that you're living for years and decades. So I feel burdened and I need to endure. I'm Anna Mile. I'm somatic experiencing therapist for PTSD and trauma recovery. So I'll share with you what do we find when we are coming from the place and the state of this is a burden, I need to endure, and how can we open up the gate for healing? Endurance is not, when I'm talking about trauma and PTSD, endurance is not as I need to endure because I have a race is coming up, I have to do my 10K, or I have to endure something for the short period of time because I will benefit from it. No, we are talking about endurance in our bodies who have been experiencing layers of trauma, okay, including PTSD. When we endure in trauma, the quality is, the main quality in our body is, I don't have a choice. There is no choice. There is no choice. I just need to accept what's happening and I need to endure. And with that, what's coupled is quality of feeling burdened. How your body feels that. So how do we feel this in our soma? Shoulders, neck, back pain. The qualities will be of I'm moving forward. I'm leaning over my heart. So I'm even pressuring and burdening my heart with the weight I feel in my shoulders, in my back. So very common, we can see neck pain, we can see the back pain, difficulties with breathing because the heart is very pressured from the weight above. Okay? And eyes, most of the time, are looking down. And you can spot and you can see people on the street who are walking with this quality of a weight on their shoulders. So what needs to happen? If you're looking for the experience that wants to happen, that needs to happen, experience that deserves to happen for you. Number one, again, pause the track. You can grab the piece of paper and write that down. Number one is absence of pressure. The experience that wants to happen, if you have been enduring, if you have been burdened for years, is absence of pressure. So how would that feel? How would that feel for you? Would that feel as, even in your body, I'm just lifting my shoulders up. I'm lifting my gaze from the pavement up into the trees and sky. So if you find somatic therapist, this is what you can work on, okay? What's the absence of pressure in a micro moment for you? Could that absence of pressure be when you're taking a shower in that moment? Can we bring awareness into that moment? There is micro moment of absence of pressure. When you're driving your car, are you really holding a wheel with your hands and with your fingers as you want to break that wheel? Oh, there is absence of pressure. Relax your fingers. That's the absence of pressure. When you're brushing your teeth, are you really holding your toothbrush with the pressure? Or can you relax your fingers? So we do start very small, with your body movement and with your awareness. And then we're moving throughout the time. So this is a process. You will move to noticing. Where can I bring absence of pressure? With my thoughts, in relational field, there is that absence of pressure, okay? Second is absence of responsibility. One thing we know, trauma bodies are experts in taking over responsibility. Not for self, for others. That's number one thing. People with trauma know is to be over responsible for others. No. Oh. So your work would be, can I have absence of responsibility for that person, and for that person, and for that person? Can they take their own responsibility as a fully functioning adult? We are talking about fully functioning adults, okay? Third, absence of guilt. This is the big one. Absence of guilt. Can I take this on me? Again, as this is something what I'm responsible for. Can I go easy on myself and not feel guilty? Guilt is always coupled with over responsibility. The moment we release being over responsible for others, we will ease on guilt. And also, having high responsibility or expectations on themselves. Can I have absence of that? Okay. Fourth one is a freedom to do for self. A choice, a freedom. And this is one responsibility you have. And I would like you to take from this track is I have responsibility to have a freedom to do for self, whatever that means. I have a freedom to do for self. To follow my dream. To eat healthy, to take a nap, freedom to sing. because this is what I want to do for myself. So that's your exploration, okay? What can I do for myself and feel free? That's the experience that wants to happen if you have been burdened and if you're enduring, okay? The last one, the experience that wants to happen is to express. Okay. And that means expressing from your innate self. So what would that be? Can I express my freedom? Number one, can I express my choice? Oh, can I express by acting on my choice? Not the big things. Don't even go to the big things. In trauma and PTSD recovery, we start with the small things. Life is about small things. Okay? Can I, in this moment, right now, right here, express my sadness through humming, through rocking my body? Can I express that for myself and feel the absence of pressure, responsibility, guilt? This is how we start. Okay? Can I express my silliness, my goofiness? And no one needs to see me, but I will be my goofy self. Because I want to express this. I want to lift this burden off my shoulders. So those are experiments you will work on. Okay? And you can go back, listen to this track as many times as you need to remind yourself. From the way how you walk, how you hold your shoulders, from that impulse to jump in and take responsibility for someone else who is more than capable to take that responsibility. When guilt comes in, remind yourself, just use this word, absence of. The moment the guilt kicks in, absence of guilt. The moment the pressure kicks in, absence of pressure. The moment over responsibility, I have to, kicks in, absence of over responsibility. And the choice to be responsible for self. Absence of. That's your reminder. The moment the guilt kicks in, and the freedom to do something for yourself every day, and the freedom to express and to have a choice not to endure. Endurance is I don't have a choice, but to express your choice and to welcome yourself in expressing and following that pulse of your own choice, of your own freedom, of your own human rights, of your own human rights. Mind a Mile. Until the next time, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. And one step at a time. Take care. If this episode spoke to your mind, to your existence, and if you feel these stories need to continue being told, and tools for trauma healing shared in this community, please support and donate. There is no studio, production team, or polished edit. It is just me and the mission to support you on the path from exiled to rising. You can donate at the link in the show notes. If you're ready to take healing journey deeper, join me in the private Exile and Rising premium membership. There, we will go into deeper dives, unfiltered discussion, and extended conversation you won't hear anywhere else. You will get exclusive insight and advanced tools in somatic trauma healing shared in each episode, with practical takeaways and summaries. There you can take actionable steps for your healing, or you can take them to your own trauma therapist. Subscribe to Exile and Rising Premium, where survival turns into self-mastery. Link is in the show notes. And if you want to ask a question, share your story or your insight, I would love to hear from you. Leave a voice message at videoask.com. Link is just below. I am Anna Mile, and I will meet you again in this space where we will together move from trauma to resilience, from wound to resistance, from exile to rising. Until next time, stay well.